Shear on sheet 14. Quick apology, I've been away a little bit. I'm moving, so I'm back and forth. Thanks. So this sheet is about Kali Abishal. Kali Abishal will cook even from an Iroi Klisheni. The sheet brings down a few different areas where we see in Shas the idea of Kali Abishal, and we'll come down to Halacha L'maisa on where it's pertinent. So there's a bit chiddush, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Well, first we have the Gemara on Kuf Mem Hei and Shabbos. The Gemara says you can't be Mediach, Kulius Hispanis, Meliach Hayashan, and Dugim from Iroi Klisheni. And the Ramah brings, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it's talking about that the resich, the pouring that you use was with water that was Yad Tzer Ledes, which has to happen because we know that Bishul has to, you can't just chemically change, and if somehow a scientist could chemically change the substance of food to cooked, so the scientist now can undo a cooked egg and turn it raw again, that's not called Bishul. Bishul is with something that's hot. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down it has to be hot. But we see a case where you have three types of substances which are considered Kali Abishal, and they'll cook even from an Iroi Klisheni. The Gemara in Shabbos and Membez Amud Beis brings down another case of salt. The Lishna Kama says salt is Machmer, and he says that a salt cooks even in a Klisheni. So he considers salt another type of Kali Abishal. Lishna Basar, however, says salt will not even cook in a klisheni shalei al eish. It only cooks in a kli, sorry, even in a kli rishon shalei al eish. The only way salt will cook is on the kli rishon that's on the fire, like a bisser de tour, like a tough piece of meat. And Taisus brings down when you have machlekes lishna kama and lishna basar. So there's different, the rishonim have different ways to learn up the sugya on how to paskin. Rashi says you always go like lishna basra. Rabbeinu Tam says you go like the mekel, and the Rav Yah says you always go like Lishna Kama. Lamaisa Rabbeinu Tam Paskins, he's Paskins like Lishna Kama, that Melech will not cook in a Kli, a Melech will not cook even in a Kli Rishon Shalei L'Eish. However, he gives you a bracha if you're Machmer like the Lishna Kama. So he says he Paskins like Lishna Basra, and if you're Machmer like the Lishna Kama, to not to cook your salt even in a Iroi Klisheni, there's a special bracha you're going to get from Taisus. And the Ramah brings it down as well. First, the Machaber brings down both the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra. And the Ramah says, V'yesh oishrim lasis melech afilu b'klisheni koz man shayad shaledis bay, v'amachmer tevalei bracha. And the one who's machmer is going to get a bracha. Another source where we see Kali Abishal, which is really going to be more what comes Lamaisa nowadays, is the Hagais Maimoni brings the Urayim, the Ra'im, that he says if you paskin, there's an Isser of Yesh Bishal Acharafia, that Isser will be even in a Klisheni, which is what we're calling now Kali Abishal. So he's saying now anything that was Mavushal, that was first Afia, you cooked it, now you're Mavashal it, that's going to be considered Kali Abishal when you recook it on Shabbos, and it's going to be Isser even in a Klisheni. The Ramah brings down this Yireim, and the Magen Avraham says from this Ra'im that he doesn't only mean something that was first Afia and then you do Bishul Achar Afia. He means anything. Unless proven otherwise, unless the Gemara brings down and says that this is not considered Kali Abishal, everything that we know is considered Kali Abishal. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down this Magen Avraham L'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Haysib b'zeh din achren sifkatan membeis v'atam desvir lei l'deizu v'yesh dvarim shemispashim afilu b'klisheinim epnei sheim rakim." It's they're soft. V'einanu b'kiyim. We don't know what's considered a clear. We don't know what's considered kali abishal. V'alkein haysif l'aser litin pasa afoy. That's why the Reim said something that was already afoy, and now that you're nispashal, it's going to be considered a kali abishal. According to this Ra'im, anything that we know is going to be asr even in a klisheni. So the Gemara brings down specifically three cases that are not Kali Abishal. So we know Mayim, Shemen, and Tavlin are not Kali Abishal. Tavlin, we have the Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskins is nowadays considered Kalei Bishul because it's finely ground nowadays and it can cook in a Kli Sheni. So we're down to Dushamayim and Shemen. And another case where we don't have to be machmer for Kalei Bishul is when we have anything that was Kvar Nisbashel, the Isser of Lach Shenisbashel, we're machmer not to recook it on Shabbos. But if it was already, you have Lach that was Nisbashel before Shabbos, if you want to recook it, we're not machmer for Kalei Bishul. So we see a lot of people are machmer not to cook tea on Shabbos. In a Kli Shlishi, they'll make a tea essence before Shabbos. They'll boil up the water, the tea water. And that water that on Shabbos, you can put in a Kli Sheni because it's not considered Kalei Bishul. The Chazon Ish argues on the way the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham learn the Re'eim. The Chazon Ish says the Re'eim specifically meant Bishul Acharfiyah. However, the Chazon Ish has a separate Isser. He says there's an Isser of Mechzik Mevashel by putting in a Kli Sheni. So according to the Chazon Ish, this Isser that we're naig not to cook anything in a Kli Sheni is only an Isser Darabanan of Mechzik Mevashel. But according to the way the Mishnah Berurah learned and the Magen Avraham and the Minog, is that it will be an Isser Daraisa to cook in a Kli Sheni as well.